I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Dr. Elson Haas is a longtime philosopher, teacher, and integrative family physician. In 1984, he founded, still directs, one of the first integrative medical clinics in the United States, the Preventative Medical Center of Marin in Northern California. Dr. Elson is the author of a number of popular books, including a groundbreaking first book, Staying Healthy with the Seasons, his most recent, Staying Healthy with New Medicine, a pioneer in evolving modern-day medical approaches to healing. Dr. Elson is one of the first doctors to integrate ancient Eastern healing traditions with the modern Western medical practices. Remarkable. He offers a variety of online courses. We'll tell you about some of them available to you, as his popular detox and spring cleansing groups, weight management, and his new program, Whole Self Detox. Dr. Elson Haas back on Coast to Coast. Elson, always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, George. Great to be with you again. Long way from Detroit, but...
Oh, yeah.
We need peace more than ever now.
Oh, my gosh. We really do. And I have a feeling by the time people wake up in the morning, we could have a mess in the Middle East, Elson.
Kind of messy the second the news. I try not to watch the news too much because it stresses my mind and my heart, but you got to pay attention to what's happening.
How did you get involved in this new type of integrative medicine?
I went through medical school in Ann Arbor, Michigan, came out to California in 72. You know, the times they were changing, and I got interested in learning about health and healing. I started with myself. I did a 10-day juice cleanse. I was introduced to that by a man who wrote a book called The Master Cleanse, and I did 10 days and dropped 20 pounds. My allergies cleared up on the third day. I had more energy, less sleep, and I felt like a new person. I said, wow, this is how I want to feel. And I started to eat differently, and I started to exercise and get myself in shape. And, you know, the whole change in lifestyle. And, you know, I kind of gave up certain foods, gave up red meats then, and I just started eating more cleanly and studying herbs and Chinese medicine and saying, hey, there's value in all these systems that, you know, have been around a lot longer than Western medicine, you know, but I was a Western-trained doctor, so I said, well, how do I bring this together? And my folks, after they helped me get through med school, they said, what are you doing, Elson? I said, well, I'm learning about a new type of medicine, you know? So I wrote a book, Staying Healthy with the Seasons. It came out in 81. It's been out 42 years and still some people's, you know, favorite book and an introduction to a healthier type of medicine and paying attention to nature, paying attention to the cycles, looking at herbs, looking at nutrition, and how do we shift and adapt? Because everything keeps changing. We have to keep evolving and growing. And, you know, paying attention to the cycles of life and nature, to me, is really key.
That's so cool. I have a simple philosophy. If you don't have your health, you can't help the people you care about.
Well, exactly. You can't help yourself. And that's, you know, and I've been doing these detox programs, and I just kind of realized that, you know, I've been still a family doctor. I'm busier than ever, and we should talk sometime about the shortage of family doctors and the lack of, you know, the care that people really need. But I realize that most health issues that people have emotional and mental aspects. They have a spiritual. We're not connected to a real deeper self. And so I realized after 40-some years of doing detox and spring cleansing, it's much more than the physical detox. We have to learn how to clear our mind and make new thoughts and visualize our health better. We have to deal with our emotional stresses and strains that get stuck in our body. And it all has to connect, you know, to a spiritual, you know, truth for us so that we can really embrace our life more completely.
What do you recommend people do to make that first jump to start being more healthy?
I think the first step is just to look at yourself, be more self-aware and self-reliant, because, you know, we have an inner doctor that we need to really address. And to look and say, well, what can I do for a couple weeks? Can I get off my sugar, caffeine, alcohol? Can I give up, you know, rich foods? Can I get away from certain drugs that I'm on? People are just inundated with, you know, the quick fix medical care, and they're not really looking at the causes. So, you know, ask yourself, what's really underlying this? And, you know, I have done thousands of people, George, over my career, just watching them change and getting doing my detox diet or getting off, you know, caffeine, alcohol, sugar, wheat, dairy, you know, which sounds like a lot for some people because it's, you know, a lot of what they eat. But the difference that happens when people do that is they start to lighten up, their inflammation goes down, they start to feel better, their symptoms get better, their allergies get better, their digestion gets better, and it really makes a difference for them.
That is pretty dramatic, and people can start instantly with this too, can't they?
Exactly. I mean, you could be anything. You could be on medicines. You know, sometimes if you're on a lot of medicines, you need to check with your doctor, because oftentimes you start to feel better quickly and your blood pressure goes down, your blood sugar or your cholesterol, and you don't need as much medicines. A lot of people can get away from them. Now, I prescribe medicines every day, but I prefer to, you know, do lifestyle first, natural therapies next, and drugs as a last resort. But when people come in on drugs, you got to make sure that the right medicines, the right amounts, without side effects, without interactions. And that's a lot. I mean, you know, right now there's a shortage of family doctors really across the country, but particularly in the Bay Area where I practice. You know, I'm the only clinic. I mean, I used to be kind of the integrative alternative doctor. People came for another opinion, or they didn't want to take the drug or do the surgery they were looking for. Did I have an answer for them? You know, now I'm seeing everybody, all the seniors that moved to Marin County. You know, I'm the only clinic seeing new patients and Medicare patients and all that, because I'm one of my unique aspects of Preventive Medical Center is that we have done a more integrated practice using the insurance model as well. And, you know, it really helps a lot of people to have that, because not everybody can afford, you know, expensive doctors.
Why do you think there's such a shortage, Elson?
I think doctors are going into, they have big loans, they're going into jobs, they're going into specialty practices. They don't want to really be an old-time family doctor that gets to know who patients are, takes, you know, gets to know their parents, their kids. It really is a valuable experience, because it's, you know, it's like more like a family. My clinic is run, I mean, I tell people I'm still practicing at 76 because I want healthcare to be educational and fun. So I want people to really engage, you know, and I'd like to be their partner in their healthcare, not just the doctor who tells them what to do. And I encourage them to take hold of their inner doctor, to take hold of their habits, and to look honestly at themselves and say, well, what's underlying this? I wrote a whole chapter in my new medicine book on understanding the causes of disease. And it really has to do with our habits. It has to do with, are we getting all the nutrients we need, or are we getting too many toxins that interfere and inflame us and cause us problems. And once you get, you start getting good nourishment in and you get rid of some of the junk and the irritants, hey, guess what? You start to feel better pretty quickly.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Generally, Elsa, do you think most people are unhealthy or healthy?
I think most people get into layers of illness when they have problems and symptoms. And they just cover them up with treatment, which is helpful, but not everybody wants to make the changes they need to do. So I think by and large, I mean, if you look at, I think 20-year-olds are not as healthy as they used to be. 50-year-olds are probably a little healthier than they used to be because they're kind of awakened a little bit more. But I think it's really individual. I mean, you know, we all have a mixture of, you know, good health sides and poor health sides. So I think generally people are, you know, are themselves.
Are you a booster in supplements and things like that, which I've been taking all my life?
I do a lot of natural therapies in our clinic, and, you know, I probably have 300 different products, you know, mostly professional grade ones. And, mm-hmm. You know, we use that as part of our, I mean, every one of my patients has a different diet, set of supplements and medicines that they take. So in that way, they're a unique experiment, and to pay attention. I mean, I've lectured to, you know, you know, around the world and all over the country, less so now, mostly online. But I realized that when I talked to doctors, I said, you have to know that everything we do in medicine is an experiment, because you don't know what the result will be until you do it. And it's really an experience. The patient has an experience. Just because of, you know, a certain drug worked for somebody doesn't mean it's going to work for the other person. And so you have to just pay attention to that. People have to listen to their body. The doctor has to listen to the patient. And, you know, I tell people I practice with kindness and respect for you to really embrace who you are. And, you know, the philosophy of being a preventive medicine doctor or a barefoot doctor, you know, where in China, they were paid to keep people well, you know, to me is the key. And I think, you know, there's not a lot of young people. I mean, I'd love to have a new doctor come in that I can kind of train a bit and, kind of take over. I just, you know, I've been at my clinic for 40 years. And I don't want it to lose. We serve a lot of people in the community. So, right. You know.
Good for you. We're with Dr. Elson Haas. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. On April 27th, he's got a whole self-detox program. We'll tell you about that tonight, and make sure you take down some notes on that. And people can get to that link through your general website, too, can't they, Doc?
Yes, ElsonHaasMD.com or TheWholeSelfDetox.com, yes.
Were you born in Michigan?
I was born in Detroit, yeah. Went to Mumford High School. Then I went to Ann Arbor. And I was there in the late 60s and early 70s and left there. When I had a chance to go intern, I said, I'm going to Berkeley. And then I worked at Highland Hospital in Oakland. And then I just went into practice. So I got, I kind of jumped out of undergrad into med school early, and then I jumped into practice. So I just said, I got to get out there and do it. And I wanted to change how medical practice is done. And I'm happy that I think I've done that in a good way. And it's still working. And I have, lots of patients who are appreciating the team that I have. And, we have a really good team of people that still love working together and serving our community.
A lot of people will ask you when we take phone calls next hour, what are some of the things I can do right now to start changing my life? What do you tell them?
Pay attention. Listen to your body. Start to breathe more.
What do you mean by breathe more?
Just pay attention to your breathing a little deeper, inhaling and breathing out through your nose. My son's been studying this a lot in his Ayurveda practice, is just to walk, when you're exercising, when you're walking outside, inhale through your nose and let it, and then just let it out. You can breathe in and out through your nose. So that's one thing. And just, to me, pay attention to what's going on in between your ears, Do you have stories that you tell yourself that hold you back? Do you have things that upset you? How can we address that? And besides that, we have all the nutritional and, dietary changes that people can do. I mean, most everybody, George, has hooks on, what I call the snack habits, S-N-A-C-C, sugar, nicotine, alcohol, caffeine, chemicals.
Yep.
We've talked about this before about, the detox. So I think the first level that people can do is, maybe I should take a few weeks off from my habits of X, Y, and Z, and just see what happens. How much do I need those things? How can I embrace, a new feeling by not being dependent on that? Do we need caffeine for energy? What about, can we use nutrients for energy? So some things like that. I mean, there's a lot of deeper things that we can do. I want people to start visualizing their health and visualizing a certain amount of peace within. Can we calm ourselves? Can we calm our mind? Can we calm our emotions? Can we connect to our essence, our purpose, our spirit,
I see more and more people, Doc, walking with walkers or canes,
yes.
Generally elderly, some of them not, but more and more people than I've ever seen in my life. What's happening there?
Yeah, you should see how many people I see who have new joints. They're bionic people. They have knees and hips, and it's just, it's part of what medicine, the tech, I have a slide in my intro talk I just did recently. It says, it's kind of computer images on like a screen, and it's like technology and beyond, but also back to the basics. So I mean, we have, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I have a lot of patients who have, they can't walk because of pain in their hip and arthritis in their hip. They get a new joint, hey, they can walk again, they feel better. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits that we have in technology, and, you know, we use Western medicine to repair things, but we can reverse a lot of the progressive degenerative diseases that are called the triad of problems, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and the diseases that come and progress with that. We can change a lot of that with just differences in lifestyle, difference in the food we eat, difference in handling our stress, you know, changing our attitude, you know, what I call my five keys to staying healthy.
What do you think of moderate exercise, Doc?
I think moderate and even more dynamic, active exercise, but a good balance in exercise. You know, people who are, you know, a little overweight or up heavier up top, you know, shouldn't, and they're aging, you know, shouldn't probably be running, because running is a stressful thing on the body. But you can use a treadmill, you can use an elliptical. But I think people need a good combination. And I exercise probably 6 hours a week, three different times at the gym. I do elliptical, I do recumbent bike, and I do some weights, and then I do some stretching, and I do some swim and, you know, jacuzzi, and I feel my body feels refreshed. My endorphins come up. You know, it just helps me feel happy. So I think people need a good balance of stretching, weight for, you know, and, you know, get flexibility, weights for strength, cardio for endurance. So I think, you know, we need more than, yeah, we need regular exercise for sure. People feel better when they do that.
How much of all this is just plain old common sense?
Much of it. Much of it is like, what does it take? You know, we don't educate our young people, and we never have. We got pushed into four food groups, and, you know, drink a bunch of milk, eat a bunch of cheese, eat some meat, and, you know, throw a few vegetables in there, and then all the fast foods we've gotten, we've altered the body, and we've created a lot of obesity, and we've created a lot of inflammation. And, you know, people need to wake up from that. It's not a healthy path. But the common sense is, you know, for most people, common sense might be, I can just go get a fast food meal for, you know, $3, and, you know, that's sensible to them. But it's not healthy.
What changes a person's pattern where, you know, they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, but then when they get to their 60s and 70s...
Oh.
They seem to deteriorate quicker. How come?
Well, I mean, to me, you know, Bethany, who worked on my books with me, is a big fan of yours. She said people change because of crisis or vanity. You know, you're either falling apart, or you look like you're falling apart, or you put too much weight on, and finally you get a wake-up call. You know, I just had this, saw this patient this morning, and he, you know what, he's a healthy, youngest guy, but his cholesterol was high and he was worried about it. He started exercising and he dropped 18 pounds and his cholesterol went down 50 points. He didn't take any medicines for it. You know, that was a possibility, but he said, I want to try this first. And I said, and I bet you feel different. He said, I feel so much better. I said, and a few people tell you, you know, how you look different. Yeah, he said, the family's. You know, when I first changed my diet, George, is my family, who are kind of generally overweight, you know, overeaters in Detroit, you know, were like, what did you do? And I told them what I did. I said, oh, that sounds hard. You gave up this and you gave up that. I said, yeah, I started eating healthy, vital food, and that makes a big difference.
The greatest compliment, too, Doc, is when you haven't seen somebody in a couple of years and they see you and go, you look great.
Yeah, exactly.
And they really mean it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.